midiraisa, you have to swear. So that's the pasuk of Kihu there, that a moed b'mikzas has to swear midiraisa. So true, now Shimon was a kaifer akur, he denied the whole thing. But we have Edim that Shimon owes $50. So just like if Shimon would have admitted with his own peh, he would have had it sworn. So now that there are Edim that Shimon owes $50, for sure Shimon has to swear. That's what the Bechia says, he has it from the Kal V'chaimer. And he brings a proof to this. V'tana tuna, have a proof for this halacha from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shna yimer chzim b'talis. If two people are holding on to a talis, so we say what yachloiku and b'shvur, we make them both swear. Now, for Hoch, in the case of our Mishnah, keep on the tofis, we said like Shnaim Oichsin, they're both holding on to a talus, and at least part of the talus, let's say an inch or two, is in their hands. So now the part of the talus that's in their own hand is Anan Sadi. It's like Edim, we say for sure, Anan Sadi, like a Lashon, like we are the Edim, like we know 100%, the Maya de Tofis Haidi Dehu. That whatever you're holding on to in your hand itself, that really belongs to you. That's a din of a Tofis. Or Maya de Tofis, what the other person is holding on in his hands, Haidi Dehu, it like belongs to him. Uketonin, still our Mishnah says, Yishava, that you have to swear. So in other words, you learned up in our Mishnah that really it's a Kaifrakil. I say the whole Talis belongs to me, and the other one says, no, nothing belongs to you, the whole thing belongs to me. So really the question is then, so why is there a shvu at all in our Mishnah? If there are kaifa kol, there shouldn't be a shvu at all. So the answer is, Rabbi Chiya learns up, because what you're tofus, what you're holding onto your hands, that's like Edim, that much belongs to you. So therefore, when you say the whole talus belongs to you, even though the other person is a kaifa kol, but at least the part that's in your hand is like Edim that it belongs to you. So you have Edim to part of your taina, that some part of it belongs to you. Therefore, we make the other one swear, keneged what he's saying does not belong to you. So that's the proof of our Mishnah, that when you have Edim saying, Edim is like Moedib Mixas, and therefore now you have to swear. So according to Rav Chiya, the Shvua in our Mishnah would be a Shvua Midiraisa, a regular Shvua of a Moedib Mixas. Now the Gemara explains what Rav Chiya's Kal V'Chaim was. The Gemara explains now, what did he mean to say when he said, Shaloi Tehei Adoyis Piv, Kedoyla Meadoyis Edim Mikal V'Chaim? In other words, like I need a Kal V'Chaim to tell me this, that when two Edim say you have a chiv to pay part of it, it's better, or it has the same halach as if you are moed b'miksas. In other words, what would have been a mashma without the Kal V'Chaim, I would not say like this. Without the Kal V'Chaim, I would have thought to say that only when a person is really a moed b'miksas, when Shimon admits by himself that he owes 50%, then he has to swear. But if Edim is the one that say he owes the 50%, then he would not swear. Mashma, that's what I would have thought to say, but if he is teaching me with the Kal V'Chaim, not like that. So Moshe explaining, why would have I thought not like this? So Moshe says like this. Shloi Taima, because you should not say like this. Hoidoyis Piv, like maybe I could understand, you know why, if Shimon admits by himself that he owes $50 to the complaint that Reuven is saying, that he owes him $100, who, you know why? Shloi Taima, Doyis Piv, who the Rami Rachman is Shvualei? The Torah says that if you yourself admit that you owe 50%, you have to swear to the Rabba, like Rabba explains it. To Yom Rabba, Rabba says like this, Mifnei Ma Omru Torah, why does the Torah say that Moedib Mixas HaTayne Yishova? When Shimon admits to half of the complaint that Reuven is saying, he has to swear to him. And like Rashi says, like the question is, why don't we say the fact Shimon is admitting to 50%, he should be like a Meshav Aveda? He's like returning the Aveda. Sadrab is doing you a Toiva. Like really, he could have said, a Kaifa Bakoil. I could have said, I owe you nothing. Now that I say that I owe you 50, be satisfied, be happy with that. And that should be a proof I'm telling the truth. Because if I wanted a lie, I could have said a big lie, I could have said I owe you nothing. So now that I'm saying that I owe you 50, I should be believed. So Bechlal, how come the terrorist says when I admit that I owe you 50, I have to swear on the other 50? So therefore, Rabbi comes to answer like this, that it's a chazokah, that a person really doesn't have the chutzpah. It's very hard for a person to lie in front of the person that lent him money. Right, since you did me a favor and you lent me the money, really it's very hard for me to lie at all. And therefore, when I say that I owe you $50, I don't really have a migu that I could have said I owe you nothing. Because it's very hard for me to say I owe you nothing, to lie. Because you did me a favor, I can't lie in front of you. That's the chazok, I know the mayor's front of me. If so, v'hai v'kule boy d'nichrei, like maybe this person should have been kaifer, like you're saying, give him a migu, he could have said, I owe you nothing. For Adla Kafa, the reason why he did not do that was Mishum Deinot in Meis Panav, because a person just can't do that. A person doesn't have this also this chutzpah, this audacity to lie in front of the person that lent him the money. So therefore, you don't have any migu when you're saying Moed v'miksas. You're not cool like a Meshav Aveda. So that's the reason why you have to swear. But now the Gemara says, but fahai bekuli boy deloy delay. And really, you should know he should have admitted to the whole thing. So Rashi explains the question is like this now. Maybe you want to tell me, listen, like you're telling me that really you should have admitted to the whole thing. So the fact he's not admitting is like a liar. In other words, the 50% that he's admitting to, that's pshita, he has to admit to that. Because he couldn't have said, I owe you nothing. You don't have the odds, you don't have the chutzpah to lie that much. But even so, you have a doubt now that maybe he's lying and really he owes $100. So if so, if he's a liar, the question Rashi says, V'chitayma migu d'choshra amamayna, choshra shvuasa. Maybe we should say, since we're afraid that maybe he's lying about the money, he's a choshra amamaynoi, so maybe we should also consider him a choshra shvuasai, which you consider him if we should be afraid to let him swear. If so, then we should be afraid to let him swear. Because we're afraid a liar, he'll swear false also. So this, the Gemara answers no. Again, the Gemara says, like you're telling me really he should have admitted to the whole thing. So if he's not admitting, he's a liar. So we should not let him swear. So I'll tell you no. You know why he's not admitting right now? Not because he's a total liar, but only because of he's Moiraheta-like and says, I only want to push him off a little bit. In other words, Sover, I think to myself, like right now I'm broke. Right now I have no money. So I just want to push you off. And of course I have intentions of paying you, but I'll pay you later on when I get money. So that's why I'm saying I only owe you $50. But the second 50 is not the pshat I want to be a liar about it. I just want to push you off. So therefore, since we're not afraid that you're a real liar, therefore the Yom Rachman of the terrorist says nothing doing. We don't want to give you the right to push him off. You have no right to push him off. Therefore, Rami Shvuale, we put a shvu, we make you swear. In order that because of the swearing now, you'll be afraid to swear false, and therefore you'll admit that you owe the whole thing and you pay the whole thing right now. So according to Rabbah, that's the reason why your Moed B'miksas has to make a shvu. So that's a good svara when Shimon admits to Hif. Avol Adoy Seidim. But in the case, like we're saying now, where Shimon is a complete Kaifra HaKoyel, when Reuven says, you owe me $100, Shimon says, nothing doing. I don't owe you a penny. He's a Kaifra HaKoyel. And the only thing is that Reuven has Edim now, that Shimon owes him $50. Avodoyis Edim. The Lekalam Emer Hochi. Emeloi. But by Hadoyis Edim, I can't say this Svara, that Lechura, he should have been Moed B'miksas. Because I see what? That he's a Kaifra HaKoyel. So if so, maybe the Svara should be, Rashi says, Sherei Kofa B'Kulei. The name of Rosh Hashitras, we should say then that Migu the Chosh Amamayna Chosh Tashvuasai. Maybe we should say, listen, Shimon is a complete liar here. He has this Oza to lie completely against his Baal Chayv. So maybe such a person we don't let swear either, because we should be afraid that he's going to swear false also. So that's Rabbi Chiyas Kavachayim to tell us, not like that. Kamashmon Kavachayim. Therefore, I have a Kavachayim to teach me now that still with Edim also we make you swear. In other words, we don't say the svar for migu the chosh amamayna chosh rashvua. Say no, that even though you'll be kaifer and mamin, but akopon and mishvua means more to people. People are afraid to make a false swearing. Therefore, we make him swear. Maybe he'll admit. That's what Rav Chiya needs a kavachayma for. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, my kavachayma, Taka, what is this kavachayma? Like we have a good svar to say the opposite way. We have a good svar to say that only when you might have mixed us, there we let you swear. But maybe we're a kaifer akol. Maybe we shouldn't let you swear." What kind of kavachaymer is there? So more sounds like this. Oh, ma piv, madach, when you admit. Shein mechayve mamin. Will you not mechayve yourself mamin? Mechayve shua, you have to swear. If so, edim. She mechayve yoysa mamin. Edim, ze mechayve you mamin. Ein adin, she mechayve yoysa shua. Isn't it for shua that edim have a bigger power than piv? So Rashi sounds like this. Piv shein mechayev mamin beyados lekamek for the Gemara. Some explain what does it mean when you admit you don't have to pay. Still, you have to swear on the rest. Edim she mechayev mamin. Whatever the edim say, you have to pay. So for sure, they should be mechayev you shvu on the rest. Now the Gemara says, "O piv ein mechayev mamin." Is it true what you're saying that when Shimon admits by himself that he owes the money, he doesn't have to pay? Is that true? We hold not like that. For all we know, the klal always is hoydoyes baldin kimeidim dummy. If the Baal Din himself, if Shimon himself admits, that's better than 100 Edim. Rashi says, "Braisi, but they said about Metzia Perik Rishon." So, Piv, of course, if you admit your own money, of course you have to pay what you admit. So, what do you mean to say a Piv does not have to pay? So, Gemara means like this better. Ma moment, what type of moment do you mean to say the Piv doesn't have to pay? Kanas. That's what it means to say. Uma Piv Shein Mechaiva Kanas. We know when you're Moida, the Kanas. We always dash in a share shin elohim that you need bezdin. Pratla mashiach satsmoi. If you admit that you're manas anisha, so you're potter from paying the kanas, still mechayv shvua, your own piv is mechayv to pay, to have to bring a shvua. If so, edim, she mechayv anoisa kanas. If edim said you did something that's mechayv you kanas, you have to pay the kanas. If so, you see, edim has a bigger chiyav than piv, ain't a din she mechayv anoisa shvua. Isn't it for sure a svara to say that you should have to swear because the taina of the Eidim? Now the Gemara says maybe no. Mal piv, I'll tell you, piv has a special mila to it also. Mal piv shekein mechayv a korban. I'll tell you, piv has a special mila that when you admit something, you have to bring a korban. To yom abi Eidim, but if Eidim say you did something, shein mechayv a nois a korban. Eidim can't be mechayv you a korban. Rashi says piv is mechayv a korban dechsiv v'svada ashechot avayvi. When you admit that you did the chet, then you have to bring a korban. But Eidim emechayv nois a korban. If Eidim said you did the chet, and you say no, you did not do it, you don't have to bring a korban. Still, the pasuk says, "Hoyde love," only if you admit yourself. And we dash in v'loy shidiyu acherim, and not if other people make you admit. If two Eidim say you ate chaylev, you don't have to bring a korban, because if you say you didn't eat it. So, kiss, you see that piv is a bigger mechayev by kanas. More than Eidim. So maybe we don't have this Kal V'Chaimah.
So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, holy Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Meir, Sirulei. That Rabbi Chia that makes this Kal V'Chaimah holds like Rabbi Meir that Eidim could be Mechayiv you a Korban. The Tanan, we learned like this. Om Ruloi Shnayim, Ochal Techelef. If two Eidim say to Ruvain, listen, we saw you eat Chelef. And Rashi says, Shogeg, we saw the way you ate it, Bishayli. We know that you didn't realize it was chalif. So therefore, we're saying you have to bring a korban. Vuayme and Reuben answers back and says, Lo yachalti no, I did not eat it. So what's the locha? Rabbi Meir mechayif. Rabbi Meir says, no, still this Reuben has to bring a korban. We listen to the Eidim. Vichachomim poichu, nechomim say no, the potter from bringing a korban. Now, what's the machlokes over there? Omer Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says back to Chomim, im heviyu shnein lo de misa. If two Eidim say you did a Chilu Shabbos, you did an Aveira that you chayiv Misa for, Chamura, that's a stronger punishment, and we believe the Eidim. If so, isn't it a Svara, Lo'i V'yulu De Korban Akal? Isn't it a Svara for sure that we should believe the two Eidim when they say that you ate the Chaylev, that you should have a Chiyiv to bring a Korban? That's Rabbi Meir's Kal V'Chayma. And Rabbi Chiyiv holds like Rabbi Meir, that Avad Eidim could be Mechayiv the person to bring a Korban. On this, the Chom answer back and say no, Omru Lo, the Chom say back. Maim Yirtzaloyma Mezer Yisi Yifter. You should know this Reuven, if he wanted to answer back, he did not have to say that he did not eat the Chalif, but he could have admitted to the Eidim that I did eat the Chalif, just that I ate it b'mezit. If he says he ate it b'mezit, he doesn't bring a korban. We know you only bring a korban if you do a Chiyav Koris b'shoigeg, not b'mezit. So now the Eidim saying that he did it b'shoigeg, the Chum say, you can't say this against the Baal Dover himself. If the Baal Dover himself says that he did it b'mezid, we don't believe you when you say did it b'shogeg. So therefore, even though now the Baal Dover is saying I did not eat it at all, still we believe the Baal Dover and we potter him from a korban. So Rashi explains, because Chacham say the Baal Dover could have answered back and said, true, I ate the chalev, but I did it b'mezid with intentions. The yiftim in a korban, and therefore would have been potter from a korban. Therefore, they hold afki shama loyachalti potter the malach l'shaker. Even when he says loyachalti, still we believe them because of a migul. That's what Rashi learns pshat Chomim. I'm not going to go into this right now exactly what the machlokes of Chomim Rameir is. Do we say this migul against Edom or not? Like the chura, a migul doesn't help against Edom. The chura, the pshat would have to be though this type of an edus is very a hard edus to say. Like the Chomim hold like Edom to say that you did a b'shegeg. That's something they can't know 100%. So when the Baal Dover himself does not argue, admits, okay, but if the Baal Dover himself argues on you, then Edus, that are saying that you did something b'shegeg, like how could they know 100% to say you did a b'shegeg and not b'mezid? So in such a case like this, the Chum hold, we do not believe the Edim, but rather we believe the Baal Dover himself, therefore they put them in a korban. But I call upon Rameyah says not like that. Rameyah says that if, maybe Rameyah agrees, that if he would have said I ate a b'mezid, we would believe you.
But now that you're saying you did not eat it at all, we can't believe you, because Eidim said you did eat it. And therefore we believe the Eidim that say Eidim b'shegeg, yechayev a korban. But I call upon him Rabbi Chia, that makes us kal v'chayma, that piv is mechayev a shvua, Eidim for sure, and they, Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Meir, that just like piv could be mechayev a korban, who are them Eidim could also be mechayev a korban. Therefore Rabbi Chia has a good kal v'chayma.
Alright, turn over. Yes, now the Gemara still asks like this. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Elamala Piv, still I have a Kasha in your Kavachayma. Why do you say Edom is more stronger than Piv? No. Elamala Piv, Shekain Mechayva Yoshem. If you admit when you swore false, then you are Machish, you are Kaifer in Momin, and you swore false, and then you admit to it, so you have to bring a Korban Yoshem. But Shekain of Edom say you swore false, you don't have to bring the Korban. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you Yoshem Hainu Korban. A Korban Yoshem has the same aloch like a Korban of a Chayla Vachatis. And just like Rabbi Meir, we said before, Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Meir. So just like Rabbi Meir said that Edom could mechayiv you a korban chatis, the same way Edom could also be mechayiv you a korban oshem. So the Gemara still asks, Elamah lepiv shekain mechayiv echoimish. But when you yourself admit that you swore false, not only do you have to bring a korban, but you also have to pay an extra fifth, an extra echoimish. And when you Edom say yechayiv, pashid yepotah for echoimish. Echoimish is only if you admit yourself. Rashi says, "Chaimish v'yoshem im nishpa v'kofa momen for hoydeksiv." It says, "If you admit, I'm mikol hasheyishov v'lov l'sheker." So chur son, if you admit, not with edim. So chur piv is more stronger. So Mora says, "No, still holakasha, still is makasha." I tell you, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Meir, Sirulei. Rabbi Chiya, like we said before, holds like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, kihei chidim mechayiv like korban mikal v'chayma. The same way Rabbi Meir says that if edim ki mechayiv misa. For sure that you mechayiv you a korban. If so, mechayiv lechaimish mekal v'chayma. The same thing about the Rabbi Meir would hold, that Edim, when they say you swore false, they have the power to mechayiv you a chaimish also. So the kids of Rabbi Chiya holds that Rabbi Meir, Edim is still always stronger than Piv. So that says kal v'chayim, if by Piv you have a shvua of Maidib Mixas, for sure with Edim also we have a shvua of Maidib Mixas. Now the Gemara still has no. I'll tell you like this. Piv, when you admit that you owe money, even if two Edom come and say, no, you do not owe money, there's no hachosha, because you always say, hadoy is about them, is yoisim imeyu Edom. We believe you over two Edom. If you say you owe somebody $100, even though two Edom say you don't, we do not listen to the two Edom, but we listen to your Piv. So therefore, there's no hachosha by Piv. The same thing hazama. Not shaykh the parash of Edom Zerimim when you yourself admit. Like nobody could say to you, we money where Yisem. It's not a parash of Edom, you're admitting it yourself. But to Yom of Edom, Ashenkin of the parash of Edom, she yesh number hachosh of Azoma. Like there's a kula about Edom. Edom are not always believed. If we have two Edom against these two Edom, Trey and Trey, or there's hachosha, we don't believe the Edom. Or else when there's a parash of Hazom Edom Zerimim, we don't believe the Edom. See, if so, we don't believe the Edom. So you see, sometimes you believe Piv. What you admit, we believe, and we don't believe Edom. So how can you make this kal v'chayim if Piv is mechayiv v'shvua? Maidiv mixas, Edom for sure, no, Piv is more stronger. So more so like this. El or rather, asya mi'ed echot. Rabbi Chiya makes the kal v'chayim from the parasha of an eid echot. What does it mean? Oma eid echot, shein mechayiv imamin. If an eid echot says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, Reuven does not have to pay it. But still,